Ish, wait. I really don't have that deep of a voice. Sorry. Hey. Good evening. Good. Oh no, no, no. You know what? Let's rewind that. Let's rewind that. Hey guys. I am officially back. Like, back. How y'all doing? As always, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to wherever you're listening in. And I am so glad that I am back. Ooh, it's been, you know, on and off. I've been here and there, but I am back. And guys, we have, you know, a lot coming through. And my name, without further ado, is Danny the Storyteller, or you can call me Cypher, as most of y'all call me. And welcome to my podcast. If this is your first time listening in, thank you and welcome. By the way, this is a very chilled podcast where we actually just talk about mental health, and sometimes you just, you know, want to get rid of all the stresses of the day and just come and blow it all off here, and we, you know, just be okay. So welcome, and this is a safe space. Don't forget, you can just send a voice note, a voice message, and comment. And definitely your views and your comments are really, really well taken. Even the critics, definitely thank you so much, because you are the guys who actually motivate me to, you know, wanna improve on my podcast. So today in the 254 is on Thursday evening, and it's around 8:48 p.m. And my day, I can't say it was bad, but I still can't say it was good. Why? I mean, you have ever felt that kind of feeling? You're just there. I don't want to use the word surviving, because definitely that sounds so, you know, so what do we call it, dark. But instead, let me say, just felt off, you know. Your day was just there. You were just getting busy doing your stuff, moving around, not even talking to anyone. But just, you know, I have this weird habit of just smiling. Anyway, I'm not a psycho or anything. But anyway, that was just a by the way. So created rapport, you've laughed a little bit, and you have finally met or listened to his voice. I'd probably one day do like a YouTube podcast, something like that, so that you guys can definitely see who the guy be. Or you know, to make work easier, you can follow me on Instagram at Danny the Storyteller. It's DANNY story, STORY teller with a single L. I know it's weird, don't ask, but yeah, it's that. Just Danny the Storyteller. It's no dashes, no hyphens, no underscores, just that. So now to the topic. Finally. Now to the topic. We are talking of how to make a difference. Yes, how to make a difference in any aspect of life, you know. How to make a difference in your life generally. How to make a difference in someone's life, probably, or you want to change their habits, or you want to tell them something that will change their life, or you're going to play a role in their life that will definitely, you know, change and make a difference. When it comes to that, actually, there are so many aspects, but for me personally right now, I actually want to talk about, because you know, hold up, this is Just Chat Podcast. We definitely talk about mental health. We definitely always find new things to talk about, and sometimes they just pop up and you're like, yes. But this one was a topic that I've been thinking about for some time, and definitely seeing things happening around me, things transpiring, and I'm like, okay, this is actually happening, and we need to, you know, internalize and know that it has been happening or it is happening, because change is inevitable, guys. We all know that, right? You do know that. Come on, say yes. Please don't say no. Good. So, in the hustle I do, I don't like calling it a job, yeah, but the grind I do, I am a producer. I produce, you know, shows, and just in the film aspect generally. And sometimes when you just sit there and you tend to, you know, do things called reports and probably plan all those shoots and then learn from those people who've been there before you, probably observing how what they do, and probably just silently just following, you know, you doing the best you can do to actually just, you know, grow. And sometimes you go somewhere and you're like, hey, how did you get there? Like, how did you get there? You know, because sometimes in our age, in our 20s, you tend to be like, okay, damn. So you guys, if you don't know, we curse a lot on this podcast because it's a, you know, X-rated podcast. I don't say, not X-rated like sexually, but sometimes you do get sexual, no, truth be told, but no kids allowed, in short. So yeah, I was saying, that was just a disclaimer. Guys, I talk a lot, so I might switch kidogo and then you're like, hiya, hey, Amanda. And his back is like, oh, okay, so it's, yeah, we're creating a conversation. I want you guys to respond in as much as you're listening to me and I'm not listening to you listening to me. So, you know, it's more of a win for you guys because you guys listen to me and you respond. But when I listen to myself, I'm like, maybe I should have done this better. Yeah. Anyway, back to the topic. And then you see this person getting to, you know, that lifestyle, and you're like, how did you get there? Because in my 20s, I'm thinking, bro, why, how, you know, there are always so many hows in this stage of ours where you actually just want to grow. You're like, how do I do this? How do I get this? How do I feel this? How do I transfer to this other section or this other, you know, area in life? You're always, let's just be honest, we are sometimes ever confused but focused in a weird way, because we know what we want, because we're definitely in that particular type of grind you're doing, you're in that particular system you're working on, probably still in campus but having a side hustle and grinding. So you definitely know where you want to go, but there's so many of these questions of how do I do it, how do I get there, how do I try and connect with people. So you always ask yourself all that, but generally it's you're asking yourself, how do I make a difference generally first in my life, you know? And even in all aspects, relationships, which I personally do not like getting into because it's one complicated thing and another. Yeah, that's my personal view, though I am not telling you, no offense to, you know, the love buds out there who are king, you know, being all the doing all that togetherness stuff. hey, what? Tricky. Anyway. I really missed you guys. That's why I have a lot I am saying, just trying to bring everything inside from all corners of my mind and still talking about how to make a difference. So quick question to you guys, growth, we want the money, we want the wealth, we want the good life. We definitely, in as much as right now we're like no, definitely I know it's a stage. So you know, personal experiences that actually just bring about you wanting to change, and not changing your habits, but changing to, because old habits die hard, truth be told, and you all know that. So trying to change in terms of you changing the circles that you're around, you trying a new sport, you trying to run when you've not been running, you trying to do something different, like talking to one person a day, a new person that is just saying hi, you know. Talking is just, it can be as simple as you waving and saying hi. You've definitely talked, so don't go too far and be weird. Yeah, you might be this creepy ass dude in the lift who's just saying hello to everyone, and they're like, bruh, there's a dude in this building who's hella weird. Yeah, that's what's up. Anyway, so currently, personally, I have been thinking of what can I actually do to add on to my actual talents that I have. It's never been out there. I feel like this is, whoever listens to my podcast, this is an exclusive for your new people who personally don't know me to that level, because it's a very, very, very small circle that actually knows I sing, and I'm a very good singer, like, bruh, ooh, damn, yeah, but I do a little bit of freestyle rap over there. I know how to write poetry. I write erotic novelty. I personally love cooking. Wow. Sijui. But yes. Sometimes, no, the problem is, no, let me tell you a funny story. Hey, how to make a difference. I was cooking and taking my food to work, maze. But now, this food is so too sweet. I eat all of it in the evening. Then in the office, I'm like, bruh. Like, today I drank Lucozade until I finished what I was working on, because I wanted to get to my deadlines. And then, it's life. But yes, those are my abilities and stuff like that. And other people who know me deeper definitely know the other talents. But, sarcastic laugh. Anyway, guys, please don't divert. Come back to me. Come back and check it. I've been personally trying to make something different, you know. Most no one, I bet even my parents have never realized that I do kickboxing that much. They hear, they know. Sometimes they're like, probably even they might be shocked on what kickboxing actually really entails. Okay, anyway. Yeah, so I have been doing a little bit of that. Sometimes when I do not get the chance to actually go somewhere professionally, I do it inside the house, you know, shadow boxing, something like that. Yeah, and then, you know, flexing. And then I went to the gym sometimes, and this way. But my body's not, I don't want to be bulk, just want to look good. Like, yeah. So that's how to make a difference in your body. So I hope you understand that everything that I am trying to bring inside this is definitely what we think about in our minds randomly. This is, I told you, this is the most chillest podcast you can ever listen to, because we do relate all of this. Every person, no matter you have what not or anything, we always think, even we always get to have things transpiring in our lives, so we always want a difference. Now, my main concern definitely is the work section, campus, final year, getting into just the grind market. I told you I do not like saying the word job, because that's the grind markets that you can definitely, you know, hustle until you get to the point where you're like, bruh, now I can invest, do this, do that, and I'm like, yeah, now I can have, you know, finances and money working for me in the end, because definitely that's what we want in the end, financial freedom. And that brings independence and that brings more wealth. And so it's a whole aspect. Money is, you know, getting so much money is not the goal. The goal is freedom. So anyway, as I was saying, I just want to talk about how to make a difference from that campus level, just in the nick of time to get into the grind market. So right about now, we're going to go for a short break, a short commercial. Is it a commercial break, man? You guys should be sending me your commercials. I'll be airing them here for a very, very, very nice price, actually, guys. Hit me up. And oh, by the way, if you have your music out there and you actually just want to play it somewhere, I'm not charging. You just send it to me. If it's good, I'll play it. I critique, so I'm very honest with my critics, because other people are honest with my critics, and I feel like that's how we grow. But yeah, do that. But anyway, a to-do-do-do, and then a ta-da-da-da in the back. Okay. Welcome back, everybody. So now, my name is Danny the Storyteller, or you can call me Cypher. And we were talking about how to make a difference. And now we are strictly getting into the sector where we are very prime, in our prime. We are now, you know, trying to hustle, trying to move out, trying to buy that fridge, trying to, you know, buy that oven that you want to cook with, you want to, you know, you want to buy your own drinks and get drunk with your own money, you want to get high in your own money, you know, you just want to be able to make your own decisions and also be financially growing, you know, and that it really comes to a really, really, really compromising situation when you are now really torn between what do I do and how do I actually make it here. But good thing is, eventually, when we are consistent with what we do, we are consistent with what we believe in, it does pay off. Trust me, personally, it has paid off quite a lot, so I can say for sure it does. And sorry for that. And now, when we actually get to that point where you are now constantly waking up, going somewhere, you are grinding every day, you are making the best out of your day, and sometimes, trust me, shit happens and it definitely gets fucked up. Trust me. But that's definitely life. And how, funny thing, how you make a difference is by you being patient enough to let the process take its turn, you know? Because if you force things, definitely, if it's not timely and if it's not really, really exactly at the time you feel it's better, then it's definitely not going to work because it's rushed, first of all, and nothing comes out of an easy way out, you know? And I feel it's definitely mental, because we have people who have gone through things like depression just because they have seen other people succeed, and in their lives they feel like they have definitely not made any difference. Like, it is that sad. And I feel like, personally, if you do not get the exposure and the growth that you definitely need out there, you in interacting with different people from different cultures, you do not necessarily have to travel for you to, you know, meet different cultures. I mean, you have friends who are, you know, in Kenya, For example, I have friends who are Maasais, I have friends who are Kikus, I have friends who are Kalenjins, Jaluos, you know, those are the different tribes. And those are different cultures. Get the exposure, because definitely, you will definitely learn something from these people, because how their mindset is, definitely, they are, it's unique and it's raw. It's, you can't find it in any other person in the world, because definitely we have totally different mentalities, different brain, you know, what do we call it, processes in processing information. So we're totally different. So I don't mean that you just go dig deep and start asking what do you do in your culture. Nah, I mean simply it's just be with different people, like ask them, you know, be with people. If you want to make a difference in your life, just be around people who are way higher than you. And I always insist on this, like shadow them. You don't have to just be weird and talk to them. Just see how they do their stuff. Randomly just ask questions and be like, so you do this? Oh, okay, thanks. Just that, you know, gain something. Sometimes, funny enough, for me, I am a very different person when I am on set and when I am in the office. Those people who've been out with me definitely can see that, but it's, I don't know, it just happens, to be honest. And when I'm out there, I am more, not dumber, but I tend to act like, you might think I am just dumb. Like, you just think me going and being like so fascinated with something, I'm like, whoa, this is so good, I've never, you know, and then I ask silly questions and someone is like, why are you asking, you know? But you wouldn't tell me, but definitely facial expressions and everything show. But initially, for me, I tend to enjoy knowing. I tend to enjoy that. And if I know so many people out there, they definitely do enjoy knowing. They do definitely enjoy learning new trends. You can definitely read a book. You can definitely, you know, listen to podcasts, like self-help podcasts. Not necessarily this one. There are so many self-help podcasts out there. And then self-improvement. That's what I mean. And I personally do listen to them. I can't remember the name of the person, but it's a really nice self. I'll definitely post it on my next podcast. I'll remember. I'll put a reminder. It's a really nice podcast. You just listen to. Sometimes you might smile on your own because it's so relatable. You'll be like, okay, how did you even get to know that? And you're from probably a different country, like way miles away. But I'm telling you guys, these things are so relatable. You'd even be like, okay, ah, sour. But yeah, how to really live a difference and make a difference in your life, in the society, is definitely by being sacrificial enough to want to know more about yourself, wanting to expose yourself to, you know, things that are actually going to help you grow. Like, just if you want to buy a car, go to a showroom. There is no one who is actually just gonna send you away because you can't see cars. Like, no, just be honest enough and be like, I don't have money, but I just want to see the cars because I have a dream of buying a car and I really want to know about these things. Improve yourself. You never know. That's how you just meet someone out of the blues, grow so big, and you've definitely improved in yourself. And yeah, so people don't have to necessarily see that you've made a difference for you to know you've made a difference. If you know your mental growth has grown, and if you know you physically have grown, probably through the exercises you've been doing or the diet you've been taking, then definitely that is a difference. So you should be proud of it. So never mind about other people's, you know, critics if they are not trying to bring positivity to your life. Because definitely if you do listen to them and you let them sink in, then you're messing yourself. You are definitely messing yourself. So I know I have talked so much, and thank you so much for taking your time to actually listen to me and, you know, chill with me. Yeah, sorry for the weird laugh, but yeah, but thank you so much. And I'm tuning in for the next podcast. You never know, might be something you've been wanting to listen to. And don't forget the previous one, Sexual Affair. Ooh, that one was a dope ass for podcast. It really got a lot of comments, and thank you so much. So I did hit the nail on the head, huh? Okay, not technically, but yeah. But stay safe, guys. In Kenya, we're still wearing masks just for precautions. But we're still vibing, we're still grinding, we're still making the best out of our lives. I just wanna, you know, remember the young days when we are older and feel like, yeah, we actually made a difference in people's lives. So you do you, let me do me. So yeah, thank you so much. And have fun while you're still at it. Don't forget that your happiness is definitely the beauty, and there is always beauty in expression. So never let someone try and, you know, overshadow you, because definitely if they are trying to overshadow you, they're definitely seeing your potential is gonna overpower theirs. So definitely keep going. So make that difference, as I have told you guys. And I am definitely trying to make a difference, because I am also learning from these podcasts I'm making, because I also do my own research, and it's not just from the head, it's, yeah, plus it's just my passion to talk kierere, but sile kierere mbaya. So thank you so much. This is Danny the Storyteller on Just Chat Podcast, and have a good morning, have a good evening, and a good afternoon to anyone who's driving, who's walking, who's riding a bicycle, or is in the bed with your bae trying to yo, I hope you all don't fuck in my with my podcast. It's going to be weird. But yeah, anyway, that's just a hypothetical joke. Can never happen. But yeah, stay safe. See ya next time, and yeah. So much love and blessings on blessings. Bye.